a side note here today. Charlie Watts, the drummer for the Rolling Stones since the 1960s, died yesterday at the age of 80. Charlie Watts died at the age of 80. So the backbone of the Rolling Stones gone now. Just thought I'd share you that little bit of information because, well, it's not quite as dire. I want to look real quickly at some of these polling numbers. This USA Today article is, well, it's just damning. Only 32% of independents say Joe Biden is doing a good job. He has cratered with independents. They're gone. He's dropped by 10 points. Last week, national polls generally showed his approval rating above 50%. This shows him at 41%. And the only thing keeping him barely above water is his handling of the pandemic. This is worse, by the way, than Donald Trump's polling at the exact same time. All right? He's polling lower than Donald Trump did at the exact same day of his presidency by 2 points. Handling of Afghanistan, 26% support. Handling of the economy, 39% support. And this is a poll that will go out to all national publications because it's from the USA Today newspaper. Therefore, it'll get picked up in newspapers all over this country. And people will finally go, yeah, he's terrible. 14 points behind, 55% disapprove, 41% approve. The Rasmussen poll, minus 11, 55% disapprove, 44% approve. Reuters, 49, 46. But that's an old poll. The newest polls now showing that Joe Biden is in free fall when it comes to the American people. All right, when it comes to the American people. Now, I want to move on because I want to tell you about what is happening in Israel where the ultra-vaxxed Israelis are having surges at the hospital like they've not seen. More than 80% of the citizens in Israel, 12 plus, have been vaccinated. 80%. And yet, they're having the worst days that they've had in months and months. 9,800 plus new cases on Tuesday this week. The country only hit 10,000 at the peak of the biggest third wave. 350 people died of the disease so far in August. Not as many people died, but many people getting sick. All the vectors have influenced the rise in morbidity, say the people at Hebrew University. This is one of the most vaccinated countries in the world with the Pfizer vaccination, by the way, which there's a lot of debate over whether that's fully approved or just partially approved, the vaccination. The FDA says it's fully approved, but people dispute that. And so it looks like people are on board now with pushing the vaccine in a way that they have not before. And here's this guy who just will not go away, Tony Fauci. I mean, this guy's like a bad penny. He is like the damn plague. He says he is now eyeing giving shots to kids under 12 with lower doses of the vaccine, a vaccine that's efficacy is, well, very much in doubt right now because of what we're seeing in Israel. Listen to what he had to say. Here's Tony Fauci.
At the age of 12, that is that line between 12 and when you get to 11 down, we're doing a dose a determination study where you're cutting down the dose on the younger children. And that's what you want to do, particularly when you get to the children 11 and younger, down to 5 years old. They're really getting a significantly lower dose on the trials that we're doing. And you're absolutely correct. When you get down to a younger level, you want to make sure you get an appropriate dose.
Yeah, and if you think Democrats are unpopular now, wait until they keep pushing this. Let me give you some examples. Democrat candidate for governor of Virginia, Terry McAuliffe, says it's time to punish anyone who doesn't get the vaccine. Welcome to the jackboot thugs of socialism. Welcome to Germany 1935. Here is your go. It's by number seven. Listen.
We have 93 million Americans today that are not vaccinated. And we need to do everything that we possibly can. And I tell my private businesses all the time, I hope you mandate vaccines for people coming in. Until we make it hard for people to get on planes or go to movie theaters, people just aren't going to do it. We're not going door to door, but you make life different.
All right, so here's the next thing. Bill de Blasio, also on board. The outgoing mayor of New York City, also on board with punishing anyone who does not get a vaccine, punishing them. Soon they'll be holding people down and forcing needles into their arms. Listen to Bill de Blasio talk about it. Here it is.
Look, human beings do well when they have carrot and stick. So a mandate helps people to realize it's time. FDA final approval on Pfizer said it's time. Now, the Biden administration could do something else that would really help us all move forward. Speed the approval of the vaccine for the 5 to 11-year-olds. It's time for that. Look, if we can get that last piece done, because right now we can vaccinate kids 12 and up. We're having a lot of success in New York City getting that done. But we need that last piece. And we need every child in America back in school. So I know Joe Biden cares, to his great credit. I know the team's working nonstop. But they've got to make this a central priority. Get that vaccine ready for the 5 to 11-year-olds. And then there's not even a question anymore about our schools. Everyone in a school building at that point could be vaccinated, should be vaccinated.
We just talked.
Mm-hmm. We'll see how well that goes for the Democrats. By the way, it's not just Israel. It's not just Israel, it's the American CDC as well. The effectiveness of COVID-19 vaccines among frontline workers declined to just 66% after the Delta variant became dominant, compared to 91% before it arose. The vaccine is still protective, and the finding must be interpreted with caution as vaccine effectiveness might wane over time, and the estimates of efficacy were imprecise, that according to MSN. And how can you look at this entire pandemic and not say, well, wait a second, we're letting infected illegal aliens flood over our southern border without paying any attention at all, just putting them on planes, trains, and automobiles and saying, hey, good luck out there. You can't tell me there's not some relationship with the illegal aliens coming in infected from all over the world but accessing this country through the southern border. They're not just from Mexico or Central America. They're from all over the world coming in, some infected, some not. Who would know? We don't test. And if we do test, even if they're positive, we turn them loose anyway. Welcome to the new socialist America. Quick break. We'll be right back.